Prepping for a new crop season. Hello again, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.
So you are optimistic about going into another year?
Yes, I guess more this year than last year.
You know, it's still February, but that doesn't mean farmers aren't thinking a lot about planting season, and that will begin within the next month or so. Carl Schultz of Dyer County is for sure looking ahead.
Every year, you know, you get through with the harvest and you kind of shut down. And then it's all, I guess it's just something in your blood. It's just like you turn and you say, I'm ready to go again. So it's just something that we all always look forward to.
Terry Taylor of Obion County is hopeful for the new crop year as well. Only if it stops raining and trade opens back up more to China.
If it keeps raining, it's going to be tough like it was last year. You know, if it dries up, it'll be better. Maybe they get the tariff thing took care of. I think that's a help a lot of us. Yeah, that's a big help, I think it's going to be. And they found a vaccine for that swine flu. Maybe that'll help, too, get the corn going back to China.
Madison County row crop producer Johnny Burrell says without a doubt he's looking forward to the new crop year and obviously better prices to go along with it.
Yeah, we were able, you know, right there around the first year to sell some of the crop that we had left over from last year. And get a decent price, and of course the price is tapered off, but hopefully with these trade deals that are going to be coming into effect, and after China starts buying again and other countries start coming in on board with their buying, hopefully the price start ticking back up and we can have a good price this coming year.
Burrell says there's just nothing quite like his chosen occupation, even when times have been tough.
I'm here, I'm ready, and I mean, sometimes everything gets tough and you can get down, but you always got to look on the days that are good. There's nothing else you would ever want to do. And most days things are not going your way, you always still want to be a farmer when you go to bed that night. So.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.